When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. There's some big games this weekend. And our buddy Chip Patterson covers college sports for CBSSports.com. You can check everything out there on the website. He covers college football, college hoops. Chip, first of all, happy holidays to you, buddy. I always enjoy talking to you. Before we get into the games, I did want to get your take on, I'm not sure if you read it, but your boy John Talty from CBSSports.com wrote a very interesting article 3 or 4 days ago about North Carolina's search for a coach, who, of course, ended up with Belichick. And basically, he was saying that there was a fractured search, that half the people in the athletic department were looking for a younger stud, you know, a John Summerall from Tulane or a Matt Campbell from Iowa State, possibly Dillingham from Arizona, someone like that, someone in their 30s or 40s that has a reputation of being a younger offensive guy. Or there were also some people in North Carolina, like John Pryor, who's the chairman of the Board of Trustees at North Carolina, who was really pushing for Belichick. And Bubba Cunningham, the AD, really didn't think that Belichick was interested in Carolina, that he was just kind of using it as leverage for an NFL job. Who knows? But give me your take on, first of all, the search. Do you think that it was 100% Belichick and nobody else? Or do you believe that John Talty's on point here, that some of the people, especially the AD, were looking at a different coach and they just ended up with Belichick?
Well, I think Summerall was first.
Okay. And
I think that what happened was you had just whipped so many power players, whether they be boosters, North Carolina football alumni, you know, donors, people within the administration, people on the board, you know, the fan base. I think it reached a point where you had just whipped everybody into such a fervor that to not hire Belichick would be even more damaging for the brand and the look and the idea of North Carolina as a serious football program. Mm-hmm. I'll get to the fractured part in just a second, because that to me is the thing that stands out about this. Like, Bill Belichick, sure, but to me it is about the investment, and it's about saying we prioritize football. Because I went to North Carolina. I remember how shocked I was my freshman year with the casual attitude that my peers and students had towards football. Like, yeah, we'll watch the first quarter on TV and maybe wander down to the stadium if it's looking like it's going to be a good game. Mm-hmm. Now, this is John Bunting era football, a different North Carolina, but it's still just the culturally, it's been a little bit casual, you know, just a fun thing to do till basketball season gets started. And investment-wise, you were talking about, you know, North Carolina investing in football in a top 35, top 40 kind of way, you know, maybe about, you know, top 5 or top 6 of the ACC. And what you have here is not just going from $5 million a year to $10 million a year for a coach. You're talking about an incredible, like, 2X, 3X, 4 times over investment in staffing, in resources, in your NIL budget. And that's why when Bubba Cunningham after this long search, this long fractured search, which I agree with that term there, that's why he's at the press conference and he says, look, this is a risk. And that's why, again, I say in my lifetime, I've never seen North Carolina go for it. Mm-hmm. And this is capital G, go for it.
Right.
And look, it might not work out.
Right.
Texas A&M spends as much as anybody in the country for 8-4 seasons.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, it's just throwing money at it doesn't mean it's going to work. But everybody who's called North Carolina a sleeping giant has never actually dug into whether North Carolina wants to be a giant. And with this investment, I think that it is North Carolina saying, okay, we're going to spend as much as Florida State. You know, like we are going to jump up into that top 10, top 15 range in terms of investment in our football program. We don't know if we can do this, but we haven't won an ACC championship in 45 years, and we'll never know if we can do it if we don't try. And so that's where I think it is the risk. Now, real quickly, back to the fractured thing. Yeah. It's the way that the University of North Carolina has been really for the last 5 years on all topics. The board has an old guard and a new guard. You're run by the university system, whether it's conference realignment, whether it's the future of athletics, whether it's like not to get, you know, take this into too much political stuff, but like a state legislature that has a supermajority that is trying to use the University of North Carolina and its power over the University of North Carolina to continue to push forward the general cultural and political war on education. I mean, guys, it is bananas trying to think about the politics and everything that is not aligned in terms of the decision makers at the University of North Carolina. I mean, Kevin Guskowitz looked at the Board of Trustees and was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go take the Michigan State job. And I don't know about university president power rankings, but to me, the University of North Carolina is one of like those jobs you would aspire to. And he made what I would say was a lateral move just because he saw all of the actual politics, but university politics that were taking place. So I was unsurprised that it was a messy search because everything at the university level over there in Chapel Hill has been extremely messy for the last 3 to 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, I got a billion questions for you, but we only have so much time. All right. So let's transfer over here to the games. I can't wait for the games. I don't care about the bowls this year because you've got the expanded playoffs. You've got teams in their home stadiums. I was going to go to the Penn State SMU game, Chip, but the game's at noon. I'd have to leave my house at like 4 or 5 in the morning. Not doing it. Can't do it. So I'm just looking forward to watching these games in the home stadiums. Let's stick to the Penn State SMU game. I feel like there's more pressure on James Franklin to win this game, if not more than even the pressure of beating teams like Ohio State and Michigan. He's always had pressure on winning that big game. He's not good at that. He's not good at winning the big conference games as an underdog. He's very good at winning games as a favorite, and they're a pretty sizable favorite over SMU. SMU was practicing this week in 68 degrees. They're going to go to State College. It's going to be 18, 19 degrees, possibly snowing. Penn State has to win this game, so break down this matchup.
All right, so the thing in addition to just like the ponies, you know, the up-tempo – spread them out, high octane offense, like all of a sudden going into the frigid north, 100% worth every bit of like lip service that is being paid to it. That's going to be something. But you mentioned the James Franklin angle, and this is what I'm fired up for. It feels like the kind of game where first quarter, maybe quarter and a half are so important for Penn State, because if you let SMU get in there,
hang around,
maybe score, score early, hang around. Like, do not let the fans in Beaver Stadium be going to the concessions grumbling.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same fan base that was, you know, yelling at James Franklin after the Ohio State game. James Franklin's like picking fights with them. Because on the contrary, I think the atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. You know, they have believed that they are a playoff-worthy program since the playoffs started. They are one of the most successful programs, and Franklin is one of the most successful coaches of the playoff era to not make a playoff. Penn State goes in there. They jump out to a 10-0 lead in the first quarter, and the defense has SMU in absolute hell. That place is going to be rocking and rolling, and everything will be great. No pressure. But, man, things are going to get really, really tight if that is a close game late. And so that's why I think the start for Penn State offensively and defensively is so important to be a tone setter. One last X factor about this one I would keep your eye on SMU did not win the turnover battle in five of its final seven games.
Wow.
It was kind of a crazy anomaly against Duke, where they were minus six in the turnover battle and still were able to win thanks to a blocked field goal right at the end of the game. But even in the ACC title game, lost fumble, interceptions early contributed to SMU falling in that hole. If it is snowy, if it is cold, if the ball feels weird on your hands, watch for SMU's turnover issues to maybe be a factor.
All right, last question, then we got to go. Give me your thoughts on what road team, that would be Indiana, SMU, Clemson, or Tennessee. I think I know your answer, but what road team has the best shot at winning?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I think Tennessee and Clemson are live. Okay. The Ohio State factor, you know, this, like, for all the Ryan Day stuff, let's just take it to football. That offensive line kind of got eaten alive by Michigan, and Tennessee's got a nasty defensive line. And, like, Tennessee has Nico Iamaleava, but they also really, their strength has been running the football. Michigan ran the football well on Ohio State's defense. Oregon ran the football well on Ohio State's defense. Like, just put the vibes, and you know, I'm the vibes coordinator, but like, put the vibes aside, and there's some football reasons why Tennessee is going to be able to hang in this game, and then you throw all the pressure on top of that on Ryan Day. I think Tennessee's live. And then for Clemson, I've just been so impressed with the way that Cade Klubnik responded after he looked like a deer in headlights against Georgia early in the season. Finishes the year as one of the most productive quarterbacks in the country. Puts the team on his back in that game against Pitt with a 55-yard touchdown run to win the game. I think Clemson's coming in free, loose, tons of playoff experience. And Texas, offensively, just hasn't had like the juice at all. They're bad in red zone opportunities. Texas has one of the best defenses in the country. Love that group. But if Texas can't score enough to put Clemson away and it's a tight game late, I think I like the Tigers maybe to threaten an upset there. So I've got Tennessee and Clemson as my underdogs most live to win.
You love a tease with Texas plus 17.5 and Tennessee plus 13. You love that. You love it, Chip Patterson.
I mean, you know, I'm more of a spray the board guy myself. I'm not going to tie these results together, but you'll find me all kinds of different ways. First half under, first quarter with the dog. I mean, yeah, we'll be on top of it.
All right, got to let you go. Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
All right, thank you, pal.
All right, listen, sports fans, looking to upgrade your office game? Swing by PVI Office Furniture. Got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play and comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the Fan. You'll score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today. Elevate your workspace like a true champ. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit PVI.com because business grows with PVI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.